Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Owen County farmer David Chappell was recently appointed chair of Farm Bureau's Roadside Farm Market Advisory Committee. Chappell was the typical central Kentucky farmer focusing on burley, beef, and hay, but after the tobacco buyout, just like other farmers, he made a few changes.
I've been growing tomatoes now for about 6 years, and I've been doing the roadside for the last 2 years. Just on my own. I wasn't signed up in the roadside market, but I've been doing it on my own, and it's finally grown big enough that I'm going to expand it a little further and put up a stand and added on some more greenhouses, so we're going to try to provide all kinds of different vegetables.
He still has other crops, but roadside production provides one more alternative. He's a fan of Farm Bureau's roadside market program. In fact, a few years back, participated in the out-of-state market tour.
This year, of course, I will be going. And yes, when we go on those tours, we go to the different markets and see what kind of things they're growing and how they're advertising and their signage, road signage, and you just get a whole lot of ideas when you go on one of these trips.
Roadside operators can also get exposure to those kinds of production and marketing concepts at the organization's Roadside Educational Meeting, March 16, in Bowling Green. Details in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles. Did you know that Kentucky farmers who donate edible products to a food bank are eligible to receive a tax credit? If you don't use a tax credit, it could be carried forward for up to 4 years. The tax credit makes it more feasible for farmers to donate rather than plow under unsold product. I hope farmers across the Commonwealth will join me in this important effort to fight hunger in Kentucky. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at kyfoodbanks.org.
Registration deadline for the Farm Bureau Roadside Market Educational Meeting is next Wednesday, March 1st, online at kyfb.com/RFM17. David Chappell says that enterprise continues to evolve, for example, in high tunnel production.
You can change the dates, when you look at the printout that tells you when tomatoes are in season and when this is in season that. Well, the high tunnels just moved everything up earlier, so we're getting vegetables earlier for all the people to see and buy. They're like 2 months earlier than usual now.
And for fans of fresh tomatoes, timing is everything.
You darn right. An early tomato brings very good money. That first tomato in the spring, they're just waiting on it.
That Roadside Market Educational Meeting, March 16 in Bowling Green. That's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.